Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Backyard Brawl returns tonight. And guess who's with us every Thursday at this time? The Hall of Fame broadcaster, voice of the Panthers in his 56th season covering Panthers hoops, Mr. Bill Hillgrove. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How goes it today?
Good. When do you head south to Morgantown?
Well, we're probably going to drive mid-afternoon and maybe stop for a little repast on the way down, and then get ready for the brawl. Should be fun. And, you know, in this age of college basketball, early in the season, there's a lot of newness for everybody because of the portal. And as a result, you know, you just can't gauge how good a team is until they play good teams. Well, for both teams, this is the first chance to play a good team, so we'll find out.
Yeah, that's always fun in the atmosphere. I do miss Huggy down there, their former coach. He was always a lot of fun. So who is leading the Mountaineers?
A kid named Laurent. I have to do some more research on him, but he's the leading scorer. You know, again, with the transfer portal, broadcasters are challenged because we have to learn a bunch of new names and numbers. So I'll be in the process of that between now and tip-off time, which, by the way, is 6 o'clock tonight. It's early.
Yeah, some of those 9 o'clock games are no good for me since I get up at 3 a.m., but it was great to hear you and Curtis Aiken on the air the other night. And, by the way, the game will be heard on our brother station, 93.7 The Fan, the flagship for the Panthers. And then we transition to Saturday. The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame come to Pittsburgh. Bill, it's been a long time since both teams have been ranked, and even though the Irish are big favorites, it's drawn the attention of the national community. As you know, ESPN's Game Day will be here with Pat McAfee, the Plum native, who's been a big hit in college sports broadcasting. So the eyes of the nation will be on the North Shore. How do you see this playing out?
Well, it's going to be a lot of hubbub and, you know, attention from everybody. And you know what, Larry? There's kind of like a deja vu here. I remember when Pitt football was totally irrelevant coming off the 1-10 season back in the early 70s. And here comes Johnny marching in to change everything around. And it was 50 years ago this Saturday that Tony had the 303 yards against Notre Dame. And that elevated Pitt from non-relevance to relevance. And I think we've been kind of dormant for a while. We did win the championship in 21, but other than that, we haven't been prominent on the national stage. But I think we have a chance now to be. And I think that's what the players know. That's what the coaches know. And I don't blame Pat Narduzzi for saying, hey, we don't have to win this game, because he still has his other two conference games to, you know, win that brass ring. So, you know, I appreciate his trying to take the pressure off the players. But some people accuse him of, you know, not telling the truth. I don't know that coaches always abide by telling the truth. I'm talking about football, basketball.
Are you serious?
Soccer, volleyball.
You don't think coaches always tell the truth?
No.
No, I know what you mean.
Let's put it this way. There's denial by silence on a lot of coaches. I go back to Chuck Knoll. You know, he would do a whole press conference and say absolutely nothing. But, you know, it's,
and some
it's
have
the nature of their role.
Mastered the art.
They have to worry about their players, and then media people, as we know, have to worry about ourselves.
Well, Coach should have just stuck with the coach speak and say the next game is the most important game and we're looking for it, you know, all that. But he created a little firestorm with his comments. That said, for the Panthers, they're good at stopping the run. That's where Notre Dame's been making big plays. 7-2, both teams, yet they're 12.5-point underdogs, the Panthers. I guess the X factor is how well will the true freshman 18-year-old Mason Heinschel play at quarterback?
Well, I think that is the key, because this football team has really been ignited by this kid, not only the offense, but the defense has fed off that, and they've gotten better. And I know recently they've been decimated in the linebacker core, but hopefully all hands will be ready to play, and we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be great. And you mentioned Notre Dame being able to run the ball. Jeremiah Love, last I looked, was in the top two scorers in the country. Guess who was number one points per game? Trey Butkowski, the freshman kicker.
Our kicker. Oh.
Has more points per game than anybody in college football.
Wow.
I mean, that's amazing.
And then we have the Penguins, Bill, are playing two games in Stockholm, Sweden. What about that?
Well, I saw pictures of them using one of the famous Stockholm spas to relax and get ready for the game, and I think it's great. I shouldn't bring this up, but I'm going to, just for the sake of controversy. The NFL is spreading itself across the globe. And I have my reservations about that, because I think football in other countries is soccer. But ice hockey is ice hockey. I mean, it's the same everywhere. And I think the NHL is pretty wise to take advantage of going overseas, especially since they have so many international players on their squads. So, you know, unlike football. So I think that's the difference. I don't know why I brought that up, but hey, let's create some controversy. Let's get the hockey fans arguing with the football fans.
And that said, Steelers, Bengals, huge game for the black and gold to remain in first place, with now Baltimore surging and only a game behind. Which team will show up for the Steelers?
Boy, that makes you wonder. First of all, the Steelers, this pattern seems to be they're better at home, and that's encouraging. They're also better with divisional games, except the last time out against Cincinnati, they weren't so good. I don't know which team is going to be there Sunday, but I really, you know, I think the Steelers have to worry about themselves and don't worry about Baltimore and don't worry about the rest of the division. And let's see what happens.
Now you sound like a coach, Bill. Are you telling the truth?
No. I'm withholding the truth.
Oh, man. Well, it's a huge weekend all the way around. You got backyard brawl again tonight, Pitt in West Virginia and Morgantown. You got high school football playoffs tomorrow night. Pitt, Notre Dame, Saturday at noon. Steelers, Bengals, Sunday at 1. And we got you covered with Bill Hillgrove. Bill, safe travels south. Bring home a winner.
Thank you, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. H2P.
Bill Hillgrove, after 56 seasons doing Pitt basketball, you think he knows it?
There. He's also fired up about it.
Yeah. I love his passion. By the way, Bill's birthday is coming up on the 20th of this month. How old do you think Bill's going to be?
I'm going to say mid-70s, early 70s.
mid-80s.
Wow.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. For Ellen, it may feel like that, doing traffic this morning, but issues every 5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, folks are seeming to calm down a wee bit, but the delays are not, guys. So the Parkway West inbound, just took a look at that with the PennDOT cameras, and that right lane trying to exit to Green Tree is just stacked most of the way down the far side of Green Tree Hill. We still have an earlier accident off on the right shoulder, flashing lights and the flatbed wrecker there. So that's giving folks a reason to slow down. Your backups are solid from that point all the way down the front side of Green Tree Hill. The outbound ride is heavy, too. Past those earlier accident scenes, and then again at the I-79 interchange. You're lining up on 28 southbound at the Highland Park Bridge, and the Parkway North I-279 is quite heavy for you approaching Bellevue Westview. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 825. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And AccuWeather says high of 51, no precip sunshine, and 32 tonight. Few clouds and sun tomorrow, 52, and then Saturday, a little rain possibly in the afternoon, but the high goes up to 60, and the kickoff again, Pitt Notre Dame is noon, so hopefully they get the game in before any rain comes, and the rain should be out of here by kickoff for the Steelers on Sunday at 1. Right now, 35 degrees. So Bill Hillgrove, Paul, will turn 85 November 20th, and what I love about him and always have is his passion for what he does has never waned. It's remarkable. I've known Bill for a long time, and on the air he still sounds like Bill Hillgrove, and like he says, I'll do this as long as the Lord lets me.
You know, he has a gift that's just, it's just ingrained in him. He just has this ability. It's not something that he went out and got and worked on. Bill has the ability, just the sound of his...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Voice. To impart action and excitement or tension or any one of a number of emotions. But when you're listening to him call a football game, for example, there's an energy to it that you will not hear with other announcers.
Agreed. We're lucky to have him. And I told him, I joked to him, I said, Bill, as long as you're still doing this, I'm still the kid.
That's right.
It's trending. I'm going to put our producer, Aaron Ferragonio, Paul, on the hot seat.
Oh, yeah, because she was at the Jonas Brothers concert last night.
Yeah, and I'm looking out in the newsroom, and the night before, Pat Septak, our news editor, was in the mosh pit with Paul McCartney. So that's kind of what's trending, is we're hosting a lot of big concerts, and both were sold out back-to-back. Pretty impressive, Aaron.
Super impressive. You know what else is trending this morning? Coffee. Because I'm just feeling great this morning after 3 hours of sleep.
Hey, and speaking of which, Starbucks strikers are at work right now picketing in a number of U.S. cities, and they're going to be doing it here today, and I'll tell you where, coming up at 8:30.
Yeah, but isn't this some special day?
Their Red Cup Day.
It's Red Cup. If you go in and buy a holiday drink today, they give you a free Red Cup.
That's reusable.
One of the busiest days of the year in Starbucks.
So maybe that can be the first trending. I was going to keep this for last, but have you guys ever had a Baja Blast from Taco Bell?
No.
So it's this Arctic drink that's, I'm sure, full of sugar, but really refreshing. Well, they're coming out with a version for holidays called the Baja Blast Pie, which sounds insane, but it's literally a limited edition dessert from Taco Bell that reimagines the iconic soda flavor with key lime cream on top, which actually sounds kind of good if you're a key lime person.
I wonder how many calories and sugar.
Exactly. I'm like, that might be a whole meal for some people.
I have not. I need to get out more. I haven't been to a Taco Bell in a while, but I actually like their crunchy tacos, the Supreme.
I went kind of within the past year just because it was trending. I was like, I need to try some new menu items.
Yeah, I really like when I do it, and it's like you, Larry, rarely, but when I do go, it's the, what do they call it? The Doritos Loco Taco or something like that.
Yes.
What else is trending?
So you know how we've talked about Adele, how she can she has the power because she's so talented to fade away and then just pop back up? So she's making her acting debut, guys, in a Tom Ford film.
Oh.
Titled Cry to Heaven. So let's keep our eyes out for that.
Is Tom Ford the guy that makes the cologne?
Right. There's that Tom Ford.
There's a lot of Tom Ford.
I know. I was shocked when I saw that name. But I'm very interested in this because, you know, we look at Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, and just these different actors that have, like, I remember listening to an interview of Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga for A Star is Born, and they said they became the other. So he became a singer, she became an actor for that movie. So it'll be interesting to see Adele step into that.
I didn't think of it that way, but yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right? And then our last one, have you guys watched any of the seasons of Stranger Things?
I did the first three.
Mm-hmm.
Then I gave up because it
got a little crazy.
Too complicated for me to follow my, you know, I'm not a huge horror type fan.
Yeah.
Because it's disturbing. And I'm like, I see and hear enough horror in the news every day.
And they did take it there this past season. Paul, but you know about the show, right?
Yes, I do.
So,
but I've not seen it.
Well, this last season, apparently the creators and the cast are feeling a little bit anxious about the conclusion, which is interesting, right?
Is this going to be the last year?
Oh, yeah, this is it.
They keep saying that, and then they keep coming back with stuff.
I know, but apparently this is it, and they're feeling, and I mean, mind you, it's done, wrapped up, production's over, and they're saying they're feeling a little bit anxious / queasy about the conclusion. So,
Stranger Things, they ought to come fill our newsroom.
If you watch, yeah.
I used to joke that we work with a bunch of great professionals, but we are kind of the island of misfit toys in many ways. And Barbara Boylan, who used to be one of our news reporters and anchors, actually bought me a sweatshirt that I still have that says The Island of Misfit Toys.
Can we make more of those? It's very true.
And that's what's trending.
T, we miss you.
E for T.
Yeah.
Today. I assume Tamara will be back tomorrow. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, University of Pittsburgh is going to be in the nation's focus when it comes to college basketball tonight with the Backyard Brawl. We just talked to Bill Hillgrove, voice of the Panthers, and tomorrow we'll be leading into a huge weekend. ESPN's game day comes to the North Shore. It's Pitt and Notre Dame. And part of our team overnight, we have University of Pittsburgh students who take to the airwaves. Next Take Pittsburgh from 1 to 5 a.m. And Jack Toffanelli is one of them. He joins us, and you can see him on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Jack, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me on again.
A lot to discuss, but first, let's talk about what's going on campus. I'm curious, when students heard that college game day is coming, did that energize the fan base there at Pitt?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's always really exciting whenever game day gets announced for any team. specifically Pitt. I think it's really awesome. And in a lot of my classes, people were talking about camping out, buying hotel rooms in the area, and just making sure they're going to be there early. And it was just announced that the game is now
sold out,
which is really exciting. And I'm really lucky that I'm going to be there. And for Next Take, I'm going to interview some people who are camping out and get some sound bites on that. So if you want to drop into our show, we'll have that pretty soon.
By the way, I wanted to mention that part of the ceremony will be the retirement of Aaron Donald's number 97. Good. Penn Hills grad, obviously played at Pitt and then went on to win a Super Bowl. Pretty impressive. And have you ever met Aaron? I know he's around the campus actually frequently.
I have actually not, which is so unfortunate because he's, I mean, such a big part of Pitt history, being one of the better players to ever come out of our program. So that's awesome. And it's great that he's going to be commemorated in such a big way on such a big game with College Game Day being there, with a packed house in Notre Dame, top 25 matchup. It's going to be really, really cool to see him, even though I'm probably going to be in the nosebleeds, but that's okay. And hopefully one day I get to meet him on campus. I haven't seen him yet, but hopefully will.
All right, Joe, the big conversation, obviously, this week, it looked like we were going to get resolutions to both the federal government shutdown, and we did last night when the president signed that bill. And then, coincidentally, hours apart, the governor signed a new budget for Pennsylvania after 130 days. Coincidence that happened on the same day, so close to one another. But what are the students at Pitt talking about? How does this relate to you?
I mean, in terms of the government shutdown, specifically with my team, we've been covering it this entire time since day one. So we've been following that path and we are conflicted. And one of our bigger stories in regards to that is that 8 Democrats did sign with the Republicans, including John Fetterman, senator from Pennsylvania, representing our state. And we've been talking about how that looks for the Democrats and how their fight it seems to be over. Even though some say it's not, it's a really interesting story. But overall, just I think everyone is glad to see the government reopening and that people are finally getting paid. That's very important.
We have heard that a lot of younger people, your age group, college students, are much more engaged politically now than maybe in more recent past. Have you noticed that in conversations on the air and off the air?
Oh, yeah. I mean, specifically with my group, we try to be very informed, as informed as possible with American politics domestically and internationally. That's the bare minimum for our show, is that you are awake with the news and on campus 100%. There's so many organizations politically that are involved with politics here in Pittsburgh and everywhere else. So, yeah, I would say our age group, we have to be informed because times are so politically confusing.
They are, and divisive, too. That said, what's the most pressing issue for college students today?
Honestly, I think it's our administration currently and how they affect us personally higher academia seems to be in such an interesting spot right now in terms of funding with the Trump administration. So that's definitely one of our more pressing matters. And of course, international affairs in terms of Israel and Gaza, that's very important. And like Sudan, super important stuff, but specifically this administration is probably where we look at most.
All right, Jack, appreciate the time. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and it should be a lot of fun with the big crowd there. The atmosphere should be electric.
I'm excited.
All right, Jack Toffanelli, part of our Next Take Pittsburgh with the University of Pittsburgh students who join us overnights, weekdays from 1 to 5 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.